When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 25th edition. 10-game slate on tap for you tonight. Hope everybody had a great Monday. 7-game slate was a doozy. Some fun pitching. Framber Valdez absolutely dealed. If you realized last night with Valdez's strikeouts, Lynn's strikeouts, there's a reason we target certain guys, because even when they give up some runs, they get us the fantasy points and the fantasy goodness. Good to see Kyle Tucker keep raking. Lots of good stuff there. The Diamondbacks offense is putrid. Fun times there. Lots to look at there. But again, fun night. Saw a lot of green screens in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat and the Rotoballer Premium Slack chat. So come join all the fun there. Fantasy Degen Slack chat is free. Just send me your email. Hit me up on Twitter at BDIntric. Or come join Rotoballer Premium. Use promo code Bubba to get 10% off over there. Tons of great content, tools, the chats, all kinds of goodies over there. So check all that out. And lastly, if you give a rating and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, that would mean a ton to me. It would help me out a lot. That's all I'm asking for on this lovely little show we do here Monday through Friday. All right, 10-game slate, top-heavy pitching, interesting in the middle. Fun slate, though. Fun slate to break it all down. Let's look at the totals on your slate. Cubs-Tigers waiting on that one. Tyler Chatwood is coming off the IL to help the Cubs out. Yankees-Braves waiting on that one because Ian Anderson is getting called up. The rookie is making a start versus Gerrit Cole and the Yankees. You got Twins-Indians, total of 8. Angels, that's not there. A's-Rangers, total of 9. Reds-Brewers, 8. Pirates-White Sox, 9. Royals-Cardinals, 9. Mariners-Padres, 8. We're waiting on the Giants and the Doyers and a couple others there. So keep all of those in mind, but a very, very interesting slate to come at you with tonight. Let's talk about the pitching on this slate. There are 6 guys, 9K and above. There's 3 we'll take a look at. We're not going to play Chatwood. I get it. Great matchup versus Detroit. Not sure where he's at. If you want to in a multi-entry GPP, yes, go for it. Get some Chatwood. See if he bounces back to that pre-blow-up form, pre-injury form, and can get take advantage of the Detroit Tigers. Not paying 95 for Urias. Not happening. Luis Castillo not paying 96 when I can pay a little more for another guy. So we'll start at the top. Shane Bieber, 10-8 at home against the Minnesota Twins. Yes, it's a steep price tag, but yes, it's the best pitcher in baseball. Shane Bieber's averaging over 35 DK points per start. He faced the Twins in the second start of the year with 8 innings, 8 shutout innings, 3 hits, no walks, 13 strikeouts. That is pretty, pretty, pretty good. He's given up no earned runs in 4 of his 6 starts. He's been electric, 8 or more Ks in every start, 11 or more in 4 of 6. He has over 43% strikeout rate this year. That is nothing to slouch about. When you look at the Twins, very good team. They strike out 25% of the time versus righties. 243 average, 200 ISO. 200 ISO is good. 326 WOBA, not bad. 243 average isn't great, and a 25% K rate. So even if Bieber gives up a few, he's still going to be able to get you some runs. So that's pretty strong. Yes, Bieber on 12K on FanDuel, just discussed this with Joey P on the Line Star pod. That's a little more difficult, especially when you get to the next couple of guys we're going to talk about. They're a little cheaper than Bieber at 12K. So it's a little trickier on FanDuel at 12K. On DraftKings at 10-8, sign me up. All aboard that train. Now, when we look at Gerrit Cole at 10-6 at the Atlanta Braves, really strong spot here for Gerrit Cole. He hasn't been quite as dominating as he's been in most years. He's given up a home run in every single start. We talk about it. We joke about it. He does it. He struck out 8 or more in 3 straight starts, so the strikeouts are definitely there. Facing a Braves team that might get Acuna back tonight, which is nice. There's still a lot of swing and miss in Acuna's bat before he got hurt. And the Braves are striking out 25.6% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 278 with a 206 ISO. So when they're hitting it well, but a lot of swing and miss. So even if he gives up his home run or two, like we're accustomed to, he could definitely get the strikeouts to back that up. He's $1,000 cheaper than Bieber on FanDuel. So Cole's much more appealing on FanDuel, or on DraftKings, I want Shane Bieber over Gerrit Cole. That's kind of where I stand on that scenario. But the guy that's all the value, he's 10-4 on FanDuel. He's 97 on DraftKings. That's Lucas Giolito. Lucas Giolito looked like the Lucas Giolito of old last time out. 7 shutout, 13 Ks against the Tigers. The Tigers can do that for you. They definitely can, because he's coming off a bad start against the Cardinals before that. But then face Cleveland, face Milwaukee, pretty strong stuff there, and even against Cleveland twice. So he's pitched well. As his bad starts, Minnesota, somehow the Cardinals. That happens. $9,700 is a great spot for Giolito. Again, facing a Pirates team we target over and over and over again, because they just struggle versus right-handed pitching. 25% K rate, 210 average, 116 ISO. Not a lot that scares you. That Gregory Polanco could run into one. He could also strike out 4 times. You got Colin Moran, same thing. Like, you have Adam Frazier. You guys go down the list of guys that Josh Bell, they have so much that just doesn't scare you at times in that order. If they run into it, sure. If Giolito's on, he's going to dominate this team. So on FanDuel at 10-4, phenomenal savings. I'd lock him up in cash and GPPs over there. On DraftKings at 97, no problem with him in cash. I think he's a phenomenal GPP arm. I think he's a great pivot off of Bieber and Cole, who's super popular. I'm even going to try to make a Bieber and Giolito lineup, see how that looks later on today. So Giolito at 97, I'm a big, big fan of tonight if you're paying up for pitching. If you're sliding down for pitching now, Adam Wainwright's $8,400 in cash. I could go with him. GPP, not so much, just because the ceiling's not there, but the floor's been there, 16, 16, 22. He's been very, very consistent at getting the job done, going 5 or more innings in every start, 2 runs or less in every start. Just not a massive strikeout arm. He doesn't do that anymore. It's just not in his repertoire anymore. But you're facing Kansas City, who I like at times. Like, I love Dozier. I like him again tonight. Solaire's a very good GPP option. Whit Merrifield's swinging a very, very good bat. But they're not lighting the world on fire, striking out 24.5% of the time versus righties. He's hitting 236, 166 ISO, 302 WOBA. They're average at best, below average for the most part, versus right-handed pitching. They're really not getting the job done. So an Adam Wainwright in cash at 84, I can see as having that very sturdy floor, little bit of upside, so not a ton there. Brandon Woodruff's a conundrum at 82, I'll be honest. We know the stuff's legit. Cincinnati's kind of hot and cold. I just don't think I'm going to go there. That matchup versus Luis Castillo, could see a lot of different ways that goes. I'd rather save money and take some gambles on a guy like Germán Márquez outside of Coors at $8,000, something we like to see there. He's averaging 21 points on the road with a .91 whip and a 1.93 ERA on the road, compared to 6.87 ERA at home. His road starts at Seattle, 7 innings, 2 earned, 4 Ks. At Oakland, 6 innings, 1 earned, 8 Ks. At Texas, 5 2/3, 1 earned, 6 Ks. A lot better on the road. He's 8K tonight against Arizona, who we just saw just poop themselves against a very good matchup against Castellani. Now they get Mr. Márquez. They're striking out 20.5% of the time versus righties. 247 average and a 145 ISO, so not overly shocking and not overly great versus right-handed pitching. So a guy like Márquez at 8K, he's also cheap on FanDuel. I think he's 8,400. He could be your cheaper GPP arm on FanDuel. He could be a GPP SP2 or even potentially a cash SP2 for DraftKings. So I think Márquez at 8K is very intriguing. Chris Paddock at $7,800 at home against Seattle is very GPP viable. Don't trust him in cash, but GPP, because if he ever just turns it on and stops giving up the long ball, he's given up a long ball in every start except his first one this year, and his strikeouts haven't quite been there, only 5 or more Ks a few times. He's not really striking out the big 9, 10K type games. He's just not there, which is very, very frustrating. But he is facing Seattle, a team we can pick on at times, striking out 23% of the time versus righties with a 237 average and 151 ISO. So Paddock in a GPP at 78, I could see. I'd rather Márquez at 8K. I think he's got the higher ceiling in that matchup, so that's where I'd go in that one. And then if you're punting, Marco Gonzalez at 66 is interesting. He's I like the Padres' offense a lot, but Márquez has been pretty steady outside of a blow-up at Texas. He pitched great against the Dodgers in L.A. He's faced Anaheim twice, pitched very well against them. So it's a punt. That's the best way I can put it. It doesn't make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside when you look at San Diego versus left-handed pitching. Only striking out 22% of the time, but only hitting 230 with a 198 ISO, 321 WOBA, so it's hot and cold. And Gonzalez has reverse splits, so remember that when you're breaking that down. But you can look at Marco for a punt if you need to. So the pitching I'm targeting, Bieber, Cole, Giolito up top. Those are the big three, obviously. I think Giolito's a great pivot off of them if you want to go there. He's got the best matchup out of the three. He's the cheapest out of the three, coming off a phenomenal start. Bieber's the top play against against Minnesota. It's risky, though. It's very, very risky. But Giolito, all three are good plays. Giolito's the one I like to kind of pivot off of and go there. Wainwright's interesting in cash at 84. Don't mind that. Marquez, GPP and cash viable against Arizona. Paddock, GPP only. And then Marco Gonzalez if you really need to punt. But I would try to avoid that if you can. All right, the bats on your 10-game slate. Catcher's position. You're not going to pay up a catcher's net, let's put it that way. If you are, James McCann at 42 against Stephen Brault, not too shabby there. But he always hits lefties very, very well. Otherwise, you just keep saving like a Ronnie Chirinos against Manaea at 37. We like picking on Manaea, so keep it going. Mr. Ronnie Chirinos in that one. When you look at the Texas Rangers, they're not the biggest offense in the world right now, but we know Sean Manaea is an absolute mess. At Manaea, where you at? There you are. Lefty's hitting 284, righty's hitting 295, and there's a lot of thump coming against Manaea these days, so keep an eye on them. Sliding down some more, though, you can take the cheaper play of Trevino of Texas at 34. He's hitting fifth last night. He's more of a bat than a catcher, so he's an interesting option there against Manaea for a little cheaper. And then you just keep on sliding down. You're looking for value when lineups come out and whatnot. Maybe Tucker Barnhart versus Woodruff at 3K if you need to. My punt, kind of cash game punt, we've used him last night. Got you 8 more points. Victor Caratini at 26 versus Turnbull. Pretty good value on that one. I like that quite a bit in a pretty decent matchup. First base, you got first base outfield Cody Bellinger. He is $5,700, but he is on absolute fire right now. He is getting Johnny Cueto, who's he's pitching well, but Bellinger 6 homers in his last 10 games. He's averaging over 13 DK points in his last 10 games. Starting to finally get it going. That's a very, very strong sign for the Dodgers. A team that, when you look at Cueto here, why are they not on my list? That is not good. But Cueto's been shutting guys down for the most part, but limiting the damage is how we'll say it. He's limiting the damage. So Bellinger at 57 is very, very intriguing. Matt Olson at 53 versus Kyle Gibson. We are going to pick on Kyle Gibson. I mentioned we're stacking that game. The A's have a 5.1 team total. Lefties 340, righties 330 off Kyle Gibson. Olson could definitely go to Ding Dong City tonight. But the big stack of the night is the Chicago White Sox for Stephen Brault. The White Sox have a 5.6 team total. Lefties 299, righties 338. Jose Abreu is up to $5,000, and he's worth every single penny. So keep him in mind. Luke Voigt at 44, he's crushing righties. He's had 5 homers in his last 4 games. Hit safely in 10 of his last 12. Just stroking the ball, really hitting towards the top of that Yankees lineup. Facing the rookie Ian Anderson, and Voigt hits righties very, very well. So $4,400 for Voigt is a nice price point. Wilmer Flores, first base, second base, eligible versus Urias at 43, is in play if you want to go that direction. And then you start saving some cash at first base. Hunter Dozier at 39 versus Waino. Don't mind that. A GPP. Dozier's going to keep hitting, folks. Enjoy him while he's cheap. If you are fading Marquez, Christian Walker in a GPP at 37 is intriguing. Went deep last night. Very intriguing. Not a must play by any means, but intriguing. Danny Santana's first base outfield eligible. He's 3,600. He's cheap on FanDuel as well. Switch hitter against Manaea. Nice cheap option there from Texas. And then other than that, Candelario's 33 versus Chatwood. If you want to fade Chatwood, I get it. You can go that direction. Evan White's 25 versus Paddock. If you think Paddock's still broken, Evan White at 25 is an interesting GPP play at that price point. All right, we go to the second base position now. You got Moustakas at 51, GPP only, but intriguing versus Woodruff. Ketel Marte at 47, similar to Moustakas' thoughts there. You got Wilmer Flores at 43. You can definitely go there or just save some cash. Go down to the likes of – there's a punt that I'll basically go to, but Cronenworth's 45 versus the lefty Marco Gonzalez. We'll see if Cronenworth's even in the lineup, but he's on fire at 35. But my punt is Colton Wong at 33, likely leading off for the Cardinals versus Matt Harvey. He's hit safely in like 8 straight games, I believe it was, 7 or 8 straight games. Swinging a really good stick. He's stealing bags. He's walking a ton, so he's on base well over 40% of the time right now. So he's going to set the table tonight against Matt Harvey in a game where the Cardinals have a 5.4 team total, second highest on the slate. So they're going to score a lot of runs. He's going to be leading off for him. It's a really strong spot to get Colton Wong at $3,300. Good savings. If he wants some Cardinals action, the Cardinals will be very popular tonight. Colton Wong is a good piece of that at $3,300. Mentioned a few others, like if Brendan Rodgers is in the lineup, he's only 31. He hasn't been playing much, though, but keep him in mind at 31. Kipnis is cheap. Nick Madrigal is supposed to return tonight. He's 2,900, another cheap piece of the White Sox if you want to get there. So keep him in mind. Third base, you got J-Ram versus Hill, 5,500. I get it because Rich Hill is very bad right now. So if you want to attack him, go for it. I'm not running to attack the Indians because their bats are so inconsistent right now. But lefty's 248, righty's 303 versus Hill. So you could look at a J-Ram at 55, but I'd rather go Matty Chapman at 53 versus Gibson. We mentioned the A's team total 5.1, lefty's 340, righty's 330, and Chapman's been very, very consistent right now. He's been more consistent than Matty O, that's for sure. He went 0 for last night with a 12, 16, 7, 30, 11 in his previous five games. So 5,300 for Chappie, don't mind that at all. Arenado versus Alex Young, the Rockies are in a strong spot tonight. They're outside of Coors, unfortunately, so they like to let us down in those scenarios, but really good look here for the Rocks in their matchup versus Alex Young. No problem going that direction if you so choose with Arenado. Machado at 48 has been absolutely on fire. He's in a great spot versus Marco Gonzalez. Moncada at 47, he's kind of the forgotten man in the White Sox. Not one of my top targets there. It's Anderson, Abreu, Eloy. But Moncada, very strong play as well, as the White Sox should just go to pound town on the Pirates tonight. Saving some cash, you could go Tommy Edman. He's been kind of quiet of late, but he did put up 14 points last night, so that was good to see. He really hasn't done too much before that, so maybe he's waking up. Maybe Matt Harvey will help with that. So Tommy Edman's at 43 is a guy you could look at. Gio Urshela is always a nice, cheaper piece of the Yankees at 42. Kyle Seager versus Paddock, if you're not on Paddock, Seager at 38 is very nice savings in his matchup. Longo's hitting the ball well at 38 as well. I'd probably rather go Seager, but both are in play. Ty France at 34, a cheaper piece of the Padres if you're going to attack Marco Gonzalez. Willie Castro is only 31 for the Tigers versus Tyler Chatwood. So if you're not on Chatwood, Willie Castro is a nice cheapie, five or more points in four straight games. He's not lighting the world on fire, but pretty consistent if you just want a decent floor with a little bit of upside. And then I will mention he was out of the lineup yesterday. Wasn't exactly sure why, maybe just getting a day off. But Alex Paredes, who had 11, 0, and 20 in his last three, he's 2K for Tyler Chatwood. So if he's in the lineup, that's a pretty cheap square for you. Shortstop is very, very top heavy. The value is not great at the shortstop position, so you're probably paying up here tonight. You got Tatis at 56, but Tim Anderson versus a lefty at 54 is always gold. You got Trevor Story versus Young at 52. Story went deep last night, homered in back-to-back games. I like Trevor Story a lot tonight at 52. Anderson and Story, my two favorite shortstops by far, but you got to pay. So those are in play. You got Corey Seager at 51, Jorge Polanco at 49, no, but Javi Baez at 46, double-donged last night. Maybe he's heating up. So there's your top-heavy options. You got Tommy Edman at 43. He's in play. Maybe Paul DeJong gets it going tonight. Maybe Matt Harvey wakes him up. DeJong had 15 points for you last night after going pretty much 0-for for a little while there. So maybe it's a good DeJong night at 4,100 against Matt Harvey. That might be your savings that you're going to find because there's not much there. Like, you could go with Nico Goodrum versus Chatwood at 39. It's not the greatest play, but it's there. Cronenworth somehow shortstop eligible now, so he's 35. It gets pretty bleak. Willie Castro, mentioned him at third base. He's 31. So not a lot to love here. So maybe DeJong at 41 is your value, him or Tommy Edman. Otherwise, I'm just going to pay up for Story or Anderson. That's where I'm at shortstop tonight. Outfield position is going to be loaded as always. You got Betts. Belly's on fire. Yaz is hitting everybody at 55 and never gets played. But like Whit Merrifield at 53, if you're stacking against Waino, Merrifield's expensive, but very, very much in play for you this evening. So don't sleep on him. I love Eloy Jimenez at 4,900. I think he goes deep tonight. So get some Eloy in your life. Joey Gallo versus a lefty. Hits lefties extremely well. $4,800. You got Franmil, who crushes lefties as well. He's 47 versus Rich Hill. It's tough to see Franmil that expensive, but a very strong spot there. If you're with us in targeting Kyle Gibson, Mark Canha is a very interesting GPP play at 46. We'll go no owned, basically. Lou Bob's only 45. We're all aboard that train. If you're fading Bieber, you got Eddie Rosario at 42 and Max Kepler at 44, both decent savings if you want to get real weird and fade Shane Bieber. Going down cheaper, though, like Schwarber at 41 versus Turnbull is nice value. Jorge Soler at 41 with DPS, a good GPP play. You got Winker and Happ and Aaron Hicks, all 4K, all very strong plays hitting towards the top of their respective lineups. And very, I go probably Happ, Hicks, Winker in that order, but all very interesting plays at 4K. Robbie Grossman and Hunter Dozier, both 3,900. I like both of them quite a bit. Grossman's in a better matchup than Dozier, both strong plays. Nick Solak at 38's got a little viability there versus Manaea. Hit righties, hits lefties very, very well. So Solak is worth the look for you at 38. Then you got guys like Talkman at 36 if he's in the lineup versus Ian Anderson. He brings you some value to the table. Jordan Luplow usually faces lefties and hits them well. He's 34 versus Rich Hill. Will Myers is only 34 versus Marco Gonzalez. That was quite surprising, so keep an eye on that one. A few others to take a peek at. If you are fading Giolito, Gregory Polanco is only 33 in a GPP only, but he's there. Stephen Piscotty went deep again last night. He's 32. He's quietly having a very good season, and his price tag stays extremely low. 17, 15, 0, 14 in his last four games. So keep him in mind at 3,200. If you're stacking up the A's or just looking for some cheapies, he's in play for you. And then there'll be many, many more, but the other ones that stood out, Haggerty of Seattle's only 3K versus Paddock. If Leody Tavares is leading off for Texas, again, he's 3K. I'd probably rather go to Haggerty, but they're both there. The other ones that I had circled earlier were, where did he go? Dylan Carlson is 27 versus Matt Harvey. That's pretty nice, pretty, pretty nice. And then Jason Hayward, like if you want an Uber punt, I'm not in love with Jason Hayward by any means, but he's 2,400 bucks versus Turnbull tonight. So if you need a super cheapie, you're stacking Chicago, something along those lines, you can look at a Turnbull, that's for sure. So it's not the greatest one there with Hayward, but it is an option. So recapping your pitching, the big boys have thought Bieber, Cole, Giolito. I think Giolito is a great pivot off the big two. It really is. And then on DraftKings, I prefer Bieber over Cole. On FanDuel, I prefer Cole over Bieber. That's the way I look at it there. I like Giolito, though, to save money on both sides. I think he's got the best matchup against Pittsburgh. So keep that in mind. When you're going down on DraftKings, Wainwright's very cash viable at 8,400. A few cheaper options. Germán Márquez, GPP and cash viable. Chris Paddock is GPP viable if you really need to. But I'd probably rather just pay up for Márquez 200 more in that matchup. Then I really don't like any punts. If you have to punt, you could look at a Marco Gonzalez if you wanted to, but I prefer not to punt, to be totally honest. If you're stacking up, Chicago White Sox. Very simple. Abreu, Anderson, Eloy. Then you got Lou Bob. You got Moncada. You got Madrigal. You got the entire lineup. Pick your poisons. But the big three is expensive, but that's what I'm loving there. You can game stack Texas and Oakland. You can just target Manaea. I love targeting Manaea. Gibson's not great either, so Oakland's bats can be very interesting there. I like Colorado versus Alex Young, especially Trevor Story. It's hard to game stack that one, but I like Trevor Story quite a bit. The Cardinals versus Harvey. It could be a DeJong night for some savings. Edmonds there. Colton Wong is only 33. I like that a lot. Dylan Carlson, super cheap. So look at the Cardinals. They could be some very nice salary savings versus a Matt Harvey, which is very surprising. So the Cardinals will be probably popular in that regards, but could be very nice, especially in cash. A couple of those guys to save some money. Like Colton Wong should be locked into your second base spot in cash just for the salary savings alone in on DraftKings. So that's something to keep in mind there. The Yankees versus Ian Anderson will be in play as always, but lots of ways to go about it. Lots of ways, but the White Sox for me, I know it's a broken record, but until they get slowed down, it's hard to not stay in the way of that train. So enjoy it. Get it in. Hope everybody has a good Tuesday. It's a fun 10-game slate. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter, at BDintric. I'll be around to help you, or join us in the free Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat. Just give me your email there. Also, go check out rotoballer.com. Lots of great content over there. If you want to join the premium at Rotoballer, use promo code Bubba for 10% off there. They have a premium Slack chat, awesome tools, other articles to go check out there. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 25th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.